The bank's no hat, no hood, no sunglasses policy is the reason the woman was stopped inside. Adam Soltani with the Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says the bank's apology is a good start.
I think they should, yes, apologize, but also consider making adjustments to their policy. Because, you know, we live in such a pluralistic society.
The bank's president told us that they believe the offer to escort the woman to the teller line is a reasonable compromise to a security policy recommended by the Oklahoma Bankers Association. The OBA's president, Roger Beveridge, says in coming up with that policy, questions of religious garb weren't on the radar.
We were more focused on what traditional bank robbers have done.
He says it will be up to individual banks to decide how to address this kind of issue. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.